I think it's interesting, being in the information age, how willing we are to entertain other people's ideas. But this comes with the downside of not always knowing if our ideas are better than other people's ideas. So I'm prefacing this because I had a comment somebody asked me about, which I wanted to briefly touch on, which was this idea that a lot of gurus out there, those self-help kind of guys, all talk about journaling. And they're all like, you know, we need a journal. You need a journal, and here's five tips to do this, and here's some things, and you do this, you'll change your life, you know. And when I actually really started looking into it, because I've done a little bit of that stuff, but I started to notice this interesting pattern, which goes in line a lot, I think, with the video that I made previously called Beware People Selling Shovels Right Now, which is basically this idea that, like, the internet has become this place where everybody is all trying to sell you ideas for in exchange for your time. And it's interesting because there's tons of videos out there where someone will say something, but then they'll say it a slightly different way again, and then a slightly different way again, and a slightly different way again because they want to make money or because they want to exploit their audience or vice versa, you know, or maybe even because they think they have a good idea. But no matter what conclusion we might have about whether those ideas are good or not, whether or not the 15th video on how there's this new method of journaling or this new method of waking up at 5 a.m. and doing this thing, you know, whether or not those methods, 15 videos in, that are the same person saying the same thing slightly different, right? Like, at some point we have to start considering, like, hey, maybe none of those actually work for me. And, like, maybe that's okay. And maybe, like, at the end of the day, those are just ideas, and it's on us to decide what actually works for us, right? We have to kind of figure out, like, what works for us, what doesn't work for us, and vice versa. And so, you know, everybody has their sort of level of comfort and discomfort. And we also have to recognize that there's not, like, necessarily a right or wrong way to do stuff. At the end of the day, it just comes down to, like, what we're the most comfortable with, and or what works for us. So, like, as an example, one of the things I've been trying to figure out lately has been how to like how to start working out again in a way that works for me, because I normally don't work out very well in the morning. But normally, anyways, I normally have trouble working out in the morning just because I'm really groggy and tired. But it also is really hard for me to work out at night because I'm exhausted from my long day. And if all these gurus come out here and they tell me, oh, you got to get up at 5 a.m., you got to work out in the morning when, you know, the sun comes up and it hits your circadian rhythm and you get all this energy. It's like, if I focus so hard on doing that, and I'm like, if I'm not doing what they said, I'm doing it wrong, you know, like, I think then there comes this sort of lack of confidence in myself that I can make my own decisions. And I start sort of leaning on the internet and all of these people out there to make the decision for me. And that sort of withers my confidence. And over time, I start to sort of doubt myself more and more and trust people online more and more. And it becomes confusing, you know? And so all these people out there, myself included, dude, like, don't listen to me. If the stuff I'm saying isn't providing value, isn't interesting, then just bail. And that's fine. That's, like, good, you know, because at the end of the day, like, we all have to start making decisions for ourselves, and we can sort of look at these videos and this kind of information out there, you know, and even just advice from other people that are, you know, we know personally. Like, if we know someone personally that says, hey, here's some advice, do this, here's some advice, do this, you know, it's consider both the idea that, you know, A, the people that are making that advice, maybe they care about you, but that's what works for them. But also, maybe the people giving you the advice, especially personally, don't know anything about it. So I'll give you a great example. I have mentioned before on this channel several times that I was raised around very, very turbulent marriages, right? And what's really funny about all the turbulent marriages I was raised around is that several of them, the people involved would constantly give me marriage advice. And what I thought was really funny is that the marriage advice at first sounded pretty good, but then I started thinking about the fact that, like, you guys are giving me marriage advice, but you guys are miserable. You know, would you take marriage advice from people that are not happily married? Right? Like, would you do that? And it goes into that, it sort of connects back to that idea of, like, would you take advice from somebody where you don't really necessarily know if that advice is instantiated in a trustworthy, reliable way? If somebody says this is has 9 videos on their channel or 14 videos on how best to fix your life or how best to improve this thing or this is the best way to do this or whatever, it's like, yeah, but like, I don't know you, and so I don't know if what you're saying is true or trustable. And even if it is, even if you're like the number one source for this thing, what if that doesn't work for me? You know, it's okay to have a way that you do things that maybe other people don't do, or maybe just a thing that works for you. And that's totally fine. Like, there are people out there that are like night owls. This is an example. I've heard before there are sleep studies that people have said that genetically we are designed in certain ways where our bodies are like designed to sleep at certain times naturally. So if we're I can't remember where I heard this from, but there was a study. I'm not citing the data good, but I had heard that there was a sleep study done where there are people that are naturally night owls, they're naturally early people, and they're naturally people that sleep like normal hours or whatever. And it's kind of hard to change that. But like, if you're a night owl and you're like, I'm just going to go get a third shift job because that's just what works for me, where I stay up till like 2 a.m. working and it makes me feel good and I don't feel like crap. Like, I wake up, you know, maybe 10, 11 a.m. and I feel great. You know, there are people out there that live like that, and it's like, that's what works for them. And it's like, you don't have to feel like, man, I feel like crap because I feel like I'm supposed to be doing it this way or that way. It's like, no, whatever works for you and whatever works for me, like the ultimate goal of all the information we have accessible to us to sort of change our life and improve things and make good decisions. At the end of the day, the question is what works the best for us. And the willingness to sort of be confident in that and to try that and then be able to go to sort of put our hand up and go, nope, that way of doing it, that's not for me. That way, you know, being willing to say that, it takes confidence. But that confidence, I think, sort of manifests over time as we sort of figure out what does work and doesn't work. And that takes a lot of trial and error. But that confidence builds up over time. Then we end up in a really I'd say mentally and emotionally positive state where we're doing what we want to do and we feel good about it. And then, you know, we're not sort of living in the insecurity of whether or not somebody has a better idea than ours. You know, the ideas that we have that are, you know, the ways that we do things that are good for us, that work for us, you know, even if we stay up all night working or something like that, like, it's okay. It's okay to sort of have that way of functioning. And then, feeling good about it and feeling confident about it.